Here are today's top stories. A threat closed schools in Los Angeles today. Me, I think it was probably just an excuse because the town partied a little too hard for the Star Wars premiere last night. But alas, all clear in Los Angeles. Alderman today held a committee hearing to ask tough questions of the police and the state's attorney's office in light of the Laquan McDonald shooting and video. The only problem is that the city council really doesn't have much power or control over either the police or the Cook County state's attorney. That's right, Cook County. So this is more of a, let's get the news down here and take pictures of me in my new fancy suit that I just got for Hanukkah. Oh, you aldermen. You aldermen. Michael Jordan made good on our weird need for him to donate the money he won from the Jewel lawsuit this summer. He donated all $8 million to charity. Unfortunately, it was $8 million in Jewel brand salsa and peeled shrimp. Come on, Michael. What are you doing? The Department of Health is giving Illinoisans a chance to petition for new diseases and ailments that would be treated with medical marijuana. Oh, God. Just reading that made me really fatigued. Like, I'm anxious. Pete, do you see that? Do you see how anxious I am? I feel like I have anxiety. So much anxiety. I wonder if there's something they can give me for that. Oh, God. Just feel like it's in my bone. I'm just so anxious. Lightsabers are being banned at Chicago theaters in anticipation for the big Star Wars premiere. I guess the plastic toys are a distraction. And it gets too chaotic when the grown men start sword fighting. Come on. I said the same thing when I went and saw Magic Mike, but no one was listening to me. Get it? Sword fighting, Magic Mike, male strippers. All right. In weather, back to being cold, but it's all good. In sports, the MLB hot stove has all-star third baseman Todd Frazier in the White Sox sights. Sources say it's down to the Sox and the Indians. And who would want to play for the Indians? That would make sense to bring Frazier over because then you could move Brett Lowry to second base. And that'd be a nice lineup. You got Eaton, Lowry, Abreu, Frazier, Garcia, Melky, Cabrera, and then I lost my place. Wait, is LaRoche still on the team? Is Adam Dunn a White Sox? Did I miss something? I like the rumor I heard earlier, though. Starting pitcher Jose Quintana for Yasiel Puig. Yeah, that would be great. I'd love to have Puig in Chicago. Makes you wish they'd bring Jay Mariotti back just for the conflict. Cubs introduced Jason Hayward today. Unless you buy all the reporters around. Is it really worth doing press conferences in Chicago? No. On the Bears front, well, if you were hoping to treat the final three games like preseason and get a good look at supposed rookie phenom Kevin White, you are out of luck. They shut him down for the remainder of the season, you know, so he could have one more year of eligibility. Oh, wait, sorry, it's not baseball or college football. It's the NFL, and he's on the books. So a healthy scratch for what reason? Oh, yeah, it's the Bears. They lie. My guess is there isn't actually a Kevin White, that it's like a big Ponzi scheme. He's like a robot, and they're just not telling us. Or maybe his leg fell off, and who knows? He'll never play football again. Bears shut down Antrell Roll for the season as well. Hey, I've been saying it all along. It's Prozinski's team now. Number 31, it's Prozinski's defense. I don't even know his first name. Jeff? Is it Jeff Prozinski? Number 31? No? The guy that keeps getting run over? Come on, Jeff. It's your team now, Jeff. And still no word on whether or not they're going to shut down Nanny McPhee, who has a knee injury, ruining our chances here on the download for a pay dirt on a wonderful year-end parody poster. I already printed them. They're wrapped and under the tree. Him with a apron on and a vacuum in one hand and two toddler quarterbacks in the other one, and says, Nanny McPhee, taking care of toddler quarterbacks since 19 whatever. Be a great poster, right? Kind of like the Junkyard Dogs. Remember Junkyard Dogs? Or like, wasn't there a Miami Vice one with Walter Payton and Jim McMahon where they're like in all white suits, you know? And they're like, do you remember that? It's like something like Miami Heat or something that had nothing to do with the Chicago Bears at all. And finally, those watching the skies for Santa this Christmas will have an added delight, as for the first time since 1977, we will have a full moon on Christmas night, bringing together both Christians and pagans this holiday season. Alert Starbucks, get some pagan symbols on those cups. Wait, 1977, what else happened that year? Oh yeah, that's the year the original Star Wars came out. Man, Disney's really pulling out all the stops. That's the carryout for December 15, 2015. Hey, at Hawks and Caner, go for 27 tonight. Which I'm not even sure what constitutes a point or a score anymore. I mean, really? It's like the 17th guy to touch the puck, and somehow that counts as a, whatever. Enjoy the game.